broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for August the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, and our goal, incredibly simple, remains steady as a rock. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Last hour, I made an incredibly bold statement about Donald Trump ain't taking off the gloves. He's a wimp. It's all talk and no action. You don't believe me? I challenged at the end of last hour. Hey, man, what's the most hardcore, in-your-face, substantive thing that Donald has said or done to truly take off the gloves against crime and corruption everywhere, whether it be inside Republicans, inside Democrats, don't care who? What's the most bold thing that Donald has said or done? You know, he said some funny things about women. He said crooked Hillary. He said the media, they're a bunch of dishonest people. But he hasn't said or done anything that's that hardcore. We talked about Clinton and Trump showing a stark contrast on climate change. Clinton says it's an urgent concern. Donald says, hey, global warming's a hoax. But you know what? Donald hasn't released pay dirt on the fraud of global warming. In other words, he always talks big, but he doesn't push to substance. He doesn't push to accountability or action. Obama urges GOP leaders to snub Trump, saying he's unfit to serve. Literally, the president said that from the White House. Now, Donald could push harder and say, I've teamed up with Sheriff Joe Arpaio. We're going to get to the bottom of that fraudulent birth certificate. I've put $100 million behind that effort to find out the truth. Who the heck is this thug Barack Obama with ties to terrorism? But see, the Donald will make these tongue-in-cheek claims, but he won't push through with any accountability or proof or hardcore evidence. Representative Richard Hanna, guy's from New York. He says, Donald's unfit to serve. I'm going to back Hillary. Meg Whitman, the HP executive, says, I'm going to back Hillary. Donald Trump refuses to endorse Paul Ryan and John McCain. But what scandal have we talked about? Have we talked about Barack Obama's ties to terrorism? Have we talked about Hillary Clinton's backing of her husband's raping women? Okay, you got three top DNC officials leave under an email scandal. Then the fourth one leaves, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Then Hillary's the head of the email scandals, perjured herself before Congress. Congress doesn't have the guts to hold her in contempt and call a real jury with subpoena power for accountability and integrity. Alice Cooper sings No More Mr. Nice Guy. Donald claimed No More Mr. Nice Guy, Hillary. Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton, the gloves are off. I don't see it. Again, it's nothing but bluster and babble. It isn't real. Becky Akers, well-known author. She writes on the TSA and many other incredible issues. She's a well-known author. She's the author of Hailstorm and Abducting Arnold, the two revolutionary new novels. Get them before they're banned today. I say that Donald is just all talk and no action, and that he could push so hard into real issues that would change the game. But if he doesn't do it, he will absolutely lose. He has no idea who he's dealing with. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Becky, welcome to Liberty Roundtable.
Thank you, Sam. It's always an honor and a privilege.
What do you say?
Well, I have a friend who floats a theory about the Donald. He says that this presidential campaign is just a hoax, that all he's doing is using it to increase his brand. He's getting tons of free publicity.
Yes.
And he has no intention of, if he were to win the election, he would not serve, quote. He would just retire back to his private life and continue to make megabucks.
He might crank up Trump TV and get subscribers, huh?
Exactly. In other words, all the publicity and all the notoriety he's gaining now is a cash cow for him, and that's his motivation, and that's why he's doing this. I have to say, Sam, I am not a fan of any politician. I'm certainly not.
And by the way, I'm not a Trump supporter, just so you know.
Yes. And
I'm making a clear point, though, that he talks big. But what's the most bold, intense thing that Donald has said or done that would really be take off the gloves, no more Mr. Nice Guy stuff? I don't see it.
You know, I don't either. My favorite quote from him so far, I do enjoy hearing what he's had to say. And I think, like most Americans, I'm impressed that he does not allow the PC crowd to intimidate him very much. My favorite thing so far is when he called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas. I still laugh about that.
I appreciate that. And it's kind of funny. A lot of things he said are true and kind of funny. But there's nothing that changes the game. It's all surface. There's nothing that generates accountability. Let me give you an example. Donald could really talk about Bill Clinton's rapes and really bring that to the forefront and say, you know what, we cannot have a rapist's wife that's an enabler in the White House claiming that she supports women. We just can't have it. It's a lie. He could push hard there. He could tie Barack Obama to the Muslim Brotherhood in such a way that Barack's backing terrorism. He could do all these things, but he won't.
Yes, there's actually no shortage whatsoever. I mean, if he started on Hillary, he could go all day long. The woman has a list of crimes to her credit that's longer than Al Capone. So he could go all day long, and there's plenty of evidence. It's not like you've got to dig very deep. I mean, I'm just a little researcher on the net. I don't have Donald Trump's millions of dollars. I don't have Donald Trump's staff. I managed to find stuff on the net that absolutely incriminates Hillary. So he easily could. And he's got a detective he could hire. I mean, it's exactly what you say, Sam, that he could nail them just on global warming. The Clinton Foundation is a cesspool of utter corruption. And the money that's flowing into it is easily traced. I just saw yesterday an article tracing some of the money that Saudi Arabia has given them, and then what happened to Saudi businessmen and stuff, and how Hillary Clinton advanced their interests. I mean, this is not difficult.
There was an incredible drug trade that used to go through Mena, Arkansas, when Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas, and we used to interview
material.
I used to interview Terry Reed, who was one of the people that was absolutely firsthand knowledge, wrote a book about it and everything. We used to interview him back 20-plus years ago or whatever. He could expose so many of these things. If the media won't participate, Donald could say, I've just enabled $100 million for Sam Bushman and many others in the new media to take center stage and circumvent the press. They're lying to you and they won't cover this. The yesteryear media is out. The new media is in. I've just funded it to the tune of $100 million. Okay, he could get serious, but he won't.
He won't, but let me bring up something else that kind of counters our argument, because I agree with you 100%. He's Mr. Nice Guy, and he's not doing anything to really, other than surface stuff, such as calling Warren Pocahontas, he's not really firing with full bore. But even if he were to do that, Sam, I don't know that it would matter that much, and I will tell you why. Progressivism, I debate between whether it's better to describe it as a mental illness or a false religion. But either way...
By the way, it's both.
Maybe that's the answer to my conundrum here. Either way, it affects the mental abilities of its followers. They cannot reason. They cannot put two and two together. And furthermore, they do not care about the truth. They are fully the children of the modern age in which truth is totally relative. My truth is different from your truth. What I perceive and what I wish to be reality is my reality and my truth. And Sam, what you perceive and what you wish to be reality is your reality and your truth. Therefore, if I maintain that Hillary Clinton is a good person and a fit leader for our country, I am right, and nothing is going to persuade me otherwise. Because you know what? The facts that you present to me, those are just your reality, not mine. So even if he were to publicize all this dirt, how much of it is not already publicly known? And progressives turn their back on it. They do not care. There's also an argument to be made for the fact that progressives see much of Hillary Clinton's criminality as a positive good. Okay? They think that when she argues to kill unborn children, and she argues that that is a good thing to do, and that Planned Parenthood is a good organization, they agree. They think it's right to murder little kids. They're happy about that. They want someone who will unabashedly maintain that murder is good. Okay?
And you can hold on, Becky. Quick pause. You know, Becky has a serious, serious point that we cannot dismiss. Is America that far gone, turned its back on God that much to where there, even if the truth is completely known, there will be no accountability? Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Becky Akers, well-known author. She made a very important point before the pause. You know what? Maybe the American people are just so progressive. Maybe they're so disjointed from reality that it doesn't matter what truths you bring out. It doesn't matter what corruption you expose. They will just simply say, hey, Hillary's awesome. The Donald's mentally deranged. And we get Hillary. But the Donald claims he's going to take off the gloves for Hillary. But just a few short years ago, here's what he had to say.
Hillary Clinton, I think, is a terrific woman. I mean, I'm a little biased because I've known her for years. I live in New York. She lives in New York. And I've known her and her husband for years, and I really like them both a lot. And I think she really works hard. And I think she, again, she's given an agenda that's not all of her, but I think she really works hard, and I think she does a good job. And I like her.
Do you think that she says she's out at the end of this term? You think we're going to see her again running for office?
I think so. I think, you know, assuming she's healthy, which I hope she will be, I think she probably runs after the next 4 years, I would imagine.
You support her?
I don't want to get into this because I'll get myself into trouble. But
that's
just
why
like
I asked
her.
You to see me get in trouble.
I just like her. I like her, and I like her husband. Her husband made a speech on Monday at Mar-a-Lago, and it was very well received. And he's a really good guy, and she's a really good person and woman.
Can he really take off the gloves? Okay, they're his friends. And when he had him at Mar-a-Lago, I've never been to Mar-a-Lago. I interviewed Donald Trump Jr., and then after the interview, the mainstream press said that Donald was hanging out with racists and called me a racist. And Donald Trump Jr. wimped out and didn't even have the integrity to stand for the interview, which was stellar. And so Donald Trump Jr. melted down to the press already. I wrote an open letter to Donald Trump about that. Did you see that, Becky?
Yes, I did.
All right. So this is an example to where I'm convinced that Donald talks big, but what's the most bold thing he's ever done or said?
But Sam, again,
nothing.
Yeah, we don't know that his motivation is what he says it is. And clearly he's a liar. You have to be a liar to get into politics. Let me also say Donald Trump has made his billions. He inherited much of his money. He made further billions in New York's real estate market. It's hard for people who are not from New York City to understand how totally regulated the New York City real estate market is. I mean, basically, between New York City and New York State, they pretty much own the land here. They're like banks, okay? The federal government so heavily regulates banks. Every single transaction you do, the bank is reporting to the feds. The bank can't do certain things unless it asks for federal permission. Banks are heavily regulated in the interest they pay, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it just goes on. Every single facet of banking is so heavily regulated that to all intents and purposes, the federal government owns and has nationalized the banks, okay? That's how real estate is here, okay? Every single aspect of the real estate market is heavily regulated either by New York City or New York State, okay? When I go and build a building, I cannot just sell the building. I have to jump through all kinds of hoops that the Attorney General of New York State has set up. I have to comply with innumerable regulations. That's one reason why New York City suffers such a chronic shortage of housing, because nobody can build anything here. It's a years, decades sometime long process, okay? Sam, they actually even have a position. It's called expediter. And these are companies, not just individuals, companies that make a living pushing your real estate plans through the various bureaucracies and hoops that New York State and New York City have set up to retard things, okay? That's what Donald Trump is dealing with. And he has made billions. How do you think he's done it? Okay?
Well, and I'm gonna answer that, and I have a theory as well. You know, Donald Trump, it's a big debate of whether he supports right to work and freedom to choose as you will, or if he supports the forced unions. And the debate's out about this. But you can't get anything built or done without union work in New York either, because of the regulation, because of all this red tape stuff. Same thing's true in Vegas and Hawaii and other places that he has these massive Trump properties. I submit to you that they call him the blue-collar billionaire for a reason. And the question becomes, you know, where does the union end and where does the mafia or the mob begin? You almost wonder if Donald Trump is heavily involved in the unions and the mob, and now it's a debate between big government and big mob people, and they're all in it together, and nobody's going to blow the real whistle on anybody else. They're going to throw back these allegations to create theater and a sideshow, but they all have their agendas, and they're not in it for the people, and they're not going to make a change at all. They're just going to appease us and make us laugh in a theater scenario and then walk away with their real goals.
They're in it to get wealthy. They are in it to get rich. And my point in going on to that big long segue about the regulation in New York City is that much of what goes on here is utterly corrupt, but it's not presented that way. For instance, people who want to, a developer who buys a parcel of land in Manhattan and wants to build a large skyscraper has to get permission from innumerable bureaucracies. One of the ways he will get permission is by agreeing to, quote, donate some of his land. Okay, in other words, he's building a huge big office building. He may agree that the lobby of his office building will be open to the public. In other words, I can go in there, even though I have no business whatsoever in the building, I'm not going in to see a tenant or anything, I can go and sit in the lobby all day long if I want to and just camp out. Okay, that's corruption. Okay, that is bribing a developer to do something he doesn't want to do. In return, he gets to build a building that is, let's say that the regulation, I don't know offhand what it is, but let's say the regulation says you can build no more than 30 stories. In return for donating part of his lobby, he will get to build to 35 stories. He gets to have more tenants, more money. This is corruption. But it's not called corruption. It's called doing business with the city, okay? This is my point about Donald Trump. He swims successfully in this milieu. Ergo, what are his morals? What are his principles, okay? To be a man and a developer of his wealth, you must be inherently corrupt. You must be willing to look the other way, to deal in this kind of quid pro quo. It doesn't depend on your ingenuity, your brilliance, your wit, anything. It depends on, are you willing to be corrupt and to deal with the bureaucrats? Okay, this is what's going on. Donald Trump is out there now doing what he does best, making deals in the back room and quid pro quo and Hillary, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours and blah, blah, blah. All of this is going on. This is what he's comfortable with, okay? I think a lot of people have gotten the wrong idea because he tells off the PC crowd now and again. They think, oh, here's a guy of principle. Uh-uh. No. This guy is used to wheeling and dealing. He, even if he wins the election, he will continue the wheeling and dealing in D.C. because that's what he understands. That's what he's comfortable with.
And by the way, for literally decades, you didn't hear him clashing with the unions, clashing with the government. And you know, the other issue is if he really took off the gloves, they will take down his empire.
Absolutely.
Let's be clear. They will absolutely take down everything for Trump, and they can do it. Trust me.
Although it is interesting, Sam, to watch the media. I have to say, I don't read about Donald Trump on the mainstream media because it is so entirely biased. So I don't really follow his campaign. I mean, some of it penetrates through because I hear on the news, on the radio news, you know, about his calling Warren Pocahontas. But it is astonishing me how against him these people are.
Well, at least in theater, they're against him. I think they're actually for him. We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live. We're talking to Becky Akers, ladies and gentlemen. She lives in New York on your favorite talk station.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
A 13-year-old Albuquerque middle school student was arrested and charged under a state statute criminalizing any action that would interfere with the educational process. In this case, the offender, in a display of entirely representative adolescent male behavior, was burping in class for the amusement of his friends. The child was sent to the vice principal's office, where he was subjected to a modified strip search on the pretext of looking for drugs. He was then handcuffed and taken away by police. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit has upheld that arrest and ruled that the teachers and police officer involved in this draconian action are entitled to immunity from civil prosecution. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. No evidence has been provided beyond the assertions from unidentified experts that Russian intelligence officials were involved in hacking the Democratic National Committee, but cyber spies employed by the National Security Agency are reportedly conducting online attacks targeting Russian interests as part of what Washington calls its hack-back policy. Russia's security service, the FSB, which is the descendant of the KGB, claims to have experienced a coordinated spyware attack to 20 of its computer networks. In other news, PayPal founder, billionaire investor, and Donald Trump supporter Peter Thiel, who was the first openly gay individual to address a Republican National Convention, wants to find a way to escape death, observes an Inc. magazine profile. He has redirected millions of dollars into funding life extension research. He is particularly enthusiastic about a practice called parabiosis, in which someone seeking to hold aging in abeyance receives regular transfusions from young donors.
For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Becky Akers on your radio, talking about Donald Trump. Becky lives in New York, well-known author, Hailstorm, and Abducting Arnold, two incredible novels. Breaking down the strength and integrity and fortitude of our founding fathers. Just tremendous stuff. Details about Benedict Arnold you probably never even understood or heard in your history classes, that's for sure. But they are historical fiction in that it's a novel. It tells the tale in a fantastic way. That's the fiction part. But yet it focuses on reality of details from the founding era. That's the historical part. Incredible stuff. Buy them before they're banned today. Abducting Arnold, that's book one. And Hailstorm, that's another one. Becky Akers, look for it online by name and get your copies today. All right, Becky, so I bring this up because I'm convinced that Donald's not taking off the gloves. He's not serious. It's all theater. I don't know what his agenda is necessarily. But part of the evidence that I have is he's a builder. He may want to be president just to build. Okay, he may want to just have his own Tinker Toy factory backed by the American people's funding. Let me give you an example. There's a headline in the mainstream press that just says this. Donald Trump proposes to double Hillary Clinton's spending on infrastructure. So Hillary wants to just spend us into oblivion. Donald wants to do this. Literally trillions of dollars over a 10-year plan, rebuild the whole of America. Bridges are being, melting down. Now, I don't deny that there's problems in America with our infrastructure, but what the Donald wants to do is his legacy would be the master builder, big tinker toy man, funded by our dollars. How would he raise the money? He'd use bonds on the American people, and he'd just have a heyday as the master builder. He'd just build everything in sight. He'd probably be forced to use union labor to do so, and we may come out of this on the other side, a unionized nation from top to bottom. We may come out of this on the other side with, I don't know what you call it. It used to be the art of the deal for Donald. Now it'll be like the New Deal 2.0. And it may be disaster on steroids. So I don't know if he plans to just fudge the election for Hillary. Or if he now thinks this is his chance not only to get rich, but to lay down a legacy of the greatest master builder in the world since Solomon's Temple. What do you say,
well,
Becky?
You know, it worked for the Egyptian pharaohs, but a very bad analogy to that is Nazi Germany undertook the same thing. That was Hitler's big push. We're going to renovate. We're going to rebuild. We're going to do the Autobahn. This is not good, and infrastructure should never be in the hands of government. I'm writing an article, in fact, right now on New York City's building of the Second Avenue subway, and I've been doing a lot of research on how New York City builds a subway system, and it is not good. It is full of corruption. It is people have been displaced. People are brutally and callously ejected from their homes to make way for the building. Okay, anytime government is in control of anything, people are sacrificed. People are cast aside. People are barbarically and cruelly treated. So all those folks out there that say, oh, well, we need government. We need government to build the roads. No. You're going to have to look for my article to find out why that should never be. But another point I wanted to make, too, Sam, about your initial point that the Donald has not taken off his gloves, the DNC hack of emails. Over the weekend, a man named William Binney, who was an early whistleblower by about a decade before Ed Snowden at the NSA, William Binney devised a system that the NSA could have used prior to 9/11 to track terrorists. The NSA rejected that, and it was right after 9/11. NSA rejected that in favor of a far more expensive program that would track all of U.S. citizens. William Binney then resigned because he said that's anti-constitutional. You cannot do that. You do not have the authority to do that. And the NSA said, screw you, and they put through an alternate program that wound up, as Snowden revealed, tracking all of us instead of terrorists, okay? William Binney, over the weekend, and he was widely persecuted for this. The FBI broke into William Binney's home, and while he was in the shower, held guns to his head, held his family at gunpoint, the whole bit, okay? He's been horribly persecuted for being a whistleblower, for going before the American people and saying, here's what's going on, and nobody listened to him, all right? Until Ed Snowden came along with the documents proving that everything William Binney had said was true, okay? William Binney, over the weekend, was on a radio show, and he said, the NSA has all of Hillary Clinton's emails, all those 30,000 missing emails. If the FBI truly wanted them, they could get them in a heartbeat. The FBI goes in and gets our emails. They don't even need a warrant. They just go to the NSA and say, we're investigating Sam at Liberty Radio. We want all his emails.
And they don't run around and say, Sam, do you have copies on your own servers?
No,
they don't do that.
NSA. They get anything they want, okay? But he went further than that. He also said that it's very possible the DNC hacked emails that were released that showed Hillary and Debbie Wasserman conspiring to exclude Bernie Sanders from the nomination and to make sure that Hillary got it. He said that those emails hacked could have been by another Ed Snowden at the NSA. And he said, here's the reason. You see, Hillary's emails on her private server, they exposed an awful lot of highly classified. In fact, there's another classification system I had never heard of that the NSA uses called Gamma classification. Okay, that is the absolute highest. It's like the United States will suffer nuclear war if this stuff gets out. Okay, she was freely sending Gamma classified emails all the time. Okay, she was,
and the House of Representatives can't get 218 people to call her in contempt of Congress for perjuring herself, and then they run around and these Republicans are like, "I'm going to back Hillary. I'm going to help her with funding. Donald's a lunatic."
Right, and this is what she has done. She has betrayed fundamental secrets. Now, I think that's a good thing. I don't think we ought to have these kind of secrets, but most people disagree with me. If you are a Republican in Congress, you certainly disagree with me. Hillary Clinton did something unforgivable. She belongs in prison according to congressional morals, okay? And William Binney is saying The Russians didn't hack her. They don't need to hack her.
And the question becomes, does it rise to the level of treason?
He's saying people at the NSA are so ticked at what she has done and how she has betrayed stuff the NSA did its level best to keep secret that they are releasing these emails. They are the ones releasing the DNC emails in the hopes of derailing the election for her. Okay? So now, again, this is something Donald Trump could run with. All right? This is really big. In the right hand, that kind of information could be explosive. And Donald Trump has the bully platform now, or bully pulpit, and he's got the megahorn to go ahead and really, really make a big deal about this.
But hold on, though, Becky. I just got to tell you that Donald Trump got an award. Kurt? Let's get Kurt in here for a quick second here.
Yeah,
Donald got an award, okay?
Well, he got a Purple Heart, but basically it was given to him by a guy. A veteran gave him a Purple Heart. But, you know, as Becky's saying, I don't think he'll go very far with that. But he did say he was happy to get a Purple Heart. He always wanted to get one, but they said it was a lot easier if somebody just gave him one instead of him having to get wounded for it. But it was a nice gesture, I thought, you know, from an individual. Now, some on the other side are saying,
you've
got to give that guy
now.
The Purple Heart back, you know. But I thought it was a nice thing for somebody to offer.
Yeah, you know, except for if this guy really believes in Trump and really believes Trump's going to take off the gloves and really believes we're going to have accountability in government. He basically suffered for a Purple Heart, and he gave it to Donald in vain in a mockery of the sacred principles of America, Becky.
Well, yeah, and, you know, if I were going to that extent, it would really, really bother me that, for instance, you know, you have all these Republicans saying they will vote against Donald Trump. Okay, Republican leadership. I mean, that they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Does that not prove to us all that these parties, there is no division between them? They are the same coin. One's heads, one tails, but they are the same coin, just two different sides. They are in league together against us.
Yeah, in fact, Pat Buchanan basically said it's the left and right wings of the same bird of prey, right?
Absolutely it is. And that should tell all of us. I mean, this is going to be very instructive, and we've already learned a lot watching the run-up to this election, okay? But that should tell all of us there is no difference. They are in this together. Donald Trump, that's one of the only positive things I can find to say about him, is that he has angered the insiders to that extent that they are...
Hold on. At least so we believe based on theater. Quick pause. Becky Akers, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Becky Akers, well-known author from New York, writes incredible reality stuff on the TSA and the tyranny that it's become. Also writes incredible historical fiction novels that are fun to read and educational, to say the least. Abducting Arnold's one of them. The other one is called Hailstorm, talking about our founding fathers and what true gentlemen they are. There's details about Benedict Arnold you may not even know. Incredible stuff. Get them today. Ask for them by name. Becky Akers, Abducting Arnold, or Becky Akers, Hailstorm. All right. We got to just tell you really quick that Tea Party rep Tim Muehlkamp loses his Kansas Republican primary to Roger Marshall.
Did you say Muehlkamp? It's
Huelskamp.
Huelskamp. Yeah, okay.
Sorry, I might have said it wrong. Huelskamp. Anyway, he lost, though, Kurt. And it's like the third Republican to lose. The Republicans are losing big. The Republican Party's absolutely fracturing and melting down. Could the Donald be just highlighting the fractures in the Republican Party in an effort to build the Democratic Party? Time will tell. Donald Trump proposes to double Hillary Clinton's spending on infrastructure. So it brings up the question that I have is Donald Bob the Builder? Is Donald Trump Bob the Builder? And does he intentionally intend to throw the election for Hillary? What's going on around here? But I don't see Donald taking off the gloves at all. Kurt, do you see Donald taking off the gloves? What's the most hardcore
thing
that Donald
Jerry
has
Hughes,
said or done, Kurt?
Our buddy Jerry Hughes used to say, nothing is official until it's been denied. In, you know, one of the top 10 laws of politics. And so if Donald's saying, I'm taking off the gloves, does that mean he's not taking off
as far
the
as
gloves?
I can know, what's the most intense thing Donald has said or done that could blow up the establishment and change the game? Besides insulting everybody, what else has he really done?
You know, I can't really.
I
don't remember him taking down the Federal Reserve or eliminating the IRS.
Shutting down the education department.
I wouldn't put it past him that he wouldn't be able to do it. But I just, you know, I hear a lot of talk. I know that, you know, he doesn't have the power of the presidency yet. But, you know, I do know that he has built things and done things in the past. The American people are sure hoping he would do those things.
I know it. I think they're betting on a dead horse. But what do you think, Becky? I mean, what's the most intense thing he's said or done that would really change the game? Not just insulting everybody, not creating a theater-style firestorm in the media, but something that's really substantive. What has he really done? I can't find a single thing.
I can't either, Sam. And I think that's a real shame because Hillary Clinton is one of the most evil sociopaths you could possibly.
But they're phenomenal friends, Becky.
And that may be. I don't know whether he's telling the truth then, whether he's just trying to come across as a good subject in an interview. I don't know what his point was in that whole thing. But it is such a pity that Donald Trump has no principles. He doesn't understand political philosophy. What he understands is practical day-to-day politics. And even there, he seems to me to be incredibly foolish and unwise. I mean, people hate Hillary Clinton. She is an easy candidate to beat. He could do it if he were just using some common sense, some tact, and had some political principles. He doesn't. His only principle is advance Donald Trump, massage Donald Trump's ego. And that's a real shame, because this woman will unleash such a reign of terror on America and on the world. We should be extremely worried about that. It's to the point where I could almost say vote for anyone, including Joe Stalin, instead of Hillary Clinton. Now, I don't vote, so that's kind of hypocritical for me to say that, but I really tremble for this country if that woman, and I use that word wondering if she actually is a woman, I really wonder sometimes if she isn't a demon in human form, as corrupt and merciless and brutal. Do you know how many people she has murdered? How many women she has turned her back on as her husband raped them? How many tens of thousands of innocent people overseas have suffered because of her? Okay, how many people were killed at Waco and at Ruby Ridge because of her outright murder? Okay, this is satanic. This is from the pit of hell. And people are actually going to put this woman in the most powerful position in the world? This is just, I mean, we are on the brink of the abyss. And terrible things are going to happen. So if Donald Trump is truly messing around, and if he doesn't intend to carry through, not that I have great hopes that he'll be that much better, but at least he isn't Hillary Clinton. But even so, what a failure on his part. What a failure of the American political system that at this critical juncture in our history, when the country is not going to make it, when Hillary Clinton will finish the destruction that the Bushes and Obama and Clinton, her husband, and all the rest of them in the 20th century, that the seeds they sowed, she's going to reap, and she is going to destroy this country. What's left of it? Okay, this is just so tragic. And what we need right now is for Americans, each individual American, to start getting some principles and to start saying, you know what? I'm not going to look to these politicians anymore. I am going to take back this country. I am going to be a person of moral leadership that says no to the tyranny and the utter satanic evil that is coming out of the politicians and the bureaucrats in this country.
Kurt, what do you say to that?
You know, by the way, a little footnote on the Huell's camp deal out of Kansas. It looks like they had about 20% voter, at least registered voter turnout. Who knows how many other kind of voters.
Everybody believes the system's so rigged, a point Donald's made, but never pushed it to any real results on it.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, and wouldn't it be nice if we really did it? But, you know, to Becky's point, you know, when you look at where we are, there is so much that could be done. You know, your call to action is, you know, apropos. We've got, you know, a lot of good folks. America depends on you, ladies and gentlemen. America and the the cause of freedom that blesses or hurts the whole world, you know, in my opinion, basically starts right here.
All right. Now, in LibertyNewsDaily.com, the headline reads, Trump making preemptive excuses for defeat? Question mark. Is that what's happening, Becky?
It could be. I mean, you know, again, we're dealing with somebody who isn't trustworthy, somebody who seems to have no principles except his own aggrandizement. It would seem to me if he were serious about the campaign, he would not be making the foolish mistakes. I mean, the guy is in business. He understands tact. He understands that you don't go after a dead soldier. Although I have to say, Sam, it really concerns me to read other Republicans' remarks on this incident that, you know, this, the families of dead soldiers, we cherish them. We owe them honor and respect. This is out of Nazi Germany. Okay? That's what we're doing. We're glorifying soldiers. And let's remember, this is not a defensive war they've been dying in. They have been dying to advance the American empire. Okay? We are over there tyrannizing innocent villagers, killing them. Okay? And then one of these murderers comes home and or doesn't come home, comes home in a casket, and we idolize him? This should really concern all of us.
There's no doubt we're violating the Constitution. We've become a warlike people, and we don't have a just war at all, and we're turning our backs on God. There's no question about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this whole thing, now, I don't watch TV, so I didn't see any of this over the weekend, but, you know, as I'm reading it, I am just appalled at the Republican take on this. It's the same thing with the cops, you know, just idolizing cops and cops that kill people, and somehow they're supposed to get a free pass from all of us because they're cops. No, I'm sorry. A murderer is a murderer. Whether it's Hillary Clinton killing people at Waco, whether it's a cop gunning down an unarmed black teenager, whether it's a guy in Afghanistan killing because the U.S. government tells them we need their oil. Okay, these people are murderers, and we need to call them that, and we need to stop worrying about whether they're wearing a Republican or a Democratic hat. Okay, they are murderers, and we need to stand firm against that.
Not to mention the hostility towards the most innocent among us, the murdering of 50-plus million babies under a supposed woman's right to choose.
Yes, and let's remember, too, we've got Hillary Clinton out there saying this is a wonderful thing. I don't know what Donald Trump stance is, but I think he, too, is in favor of abortion. I could be wrong on that, but I don't recall offhand ever hearing him denounce it, ever hearing him call it murder. Okay, this is.
You know, we heard some interesting things about that at the Republican National Convention, Becky. Where at least, you know, we were told that the Republican platform is a more, you know, I guess you could say, pro-life than ever, and that his group of, I guess you could say, supporters assisted instead of fought against that plank. You know, at least that was the inside kind of report we got from back
then. And hopefully they'll do something about it. All I know is if you guys put my wife in the White House, I'm going to have access to the Lincoln bedroom. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm just saying. See, isn't that what we've evolved to in America, ladies and gentlemen? Instead of taking our moral code given to us by God seriously, that's what we've devolved into. And I'm telling you, if we turn our back on God like we are doing, we will reap the whirlwind. It'll be an absolute horror. We will rue the day that we allowed this to happen in the country that our founding fathers died for. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure and a privilege.
This nation shall endure.